Hey, where you stay?
I stay at River.
Hey, let me guess. Riverfront?
No.
River Sound?
No lah. Atas one.
River Owl, River Trees, River Vale?
No lah.
Oh, you joking. You stay at Yishun River Green.
Hello, I stay in Core Region.
Che, I thought some OCR areas, yeah. If you like to stay in Core Region with an OCR name, you can consider River Green by Wing Thai Asia. 524 units, TOP 2029. There are 265 car park lots, which is roughly about 51% of the total units. If you can't find parking, let me recommend you to park at Promenade Peak. Now let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Wing Thai got it at 1325 per square feet per plot ratio.
Ooh la la!
So dirt cheap for a CCR land eh. Just to recap, Upper House developer got it at 1616 per square feet. But different nah. That one is called
Orchard Boulevard.
Your one is called River Green. Very different. Let's check whether is there demand for the land. There are only two bidders and Wing Thai got it 4.3% higher than second bidder. How much do developers sell their three bidder average PSF at? So you add all the building a show flat cost, finance cost, legal fees, and all the fee fair fees with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling at around 2,450 per square feet. This land price is considered very cheap lah. You know, Bayshore land in OCR is sold at 1,388 per square feet. Eh. Therefore, I'm not surprised many agents will be saying,
buy CCR condo at OCR price.
Correct, they all say the same thing.
Very cute lah.
This is the location for your River Green. You don't even need to walk out ah. The entrance is your MRT station. And if you walk to your shopping mall, it's only 230 meters. Super convenient. And if you walk further, you will reach your Zion Riverside Food Center, 350 meters. Actually, the highlight is to take just one MRT stop to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Now let's look at site plan. There's only one block, one swimming pool. Wood, my favorite tennis court.
At point.
Now let's look at unit mix. Wow, 1 and 2 bedder consists about 73%, and 3 and 4 bedroom only 27%. I want to remind everyone, you want to make money evergreen, you need to buy in a project, not investment based, but a family oriented project. That means there are more 3 and 4 bedder units type lah. You want to know whether you can buy this and become a giant huat kui. So I'm going to show you my floor plan, the indicative price, and my average price is on the 18th floor because this is a 36 story condo. One bedder, 420 square feet. Aircon latch is non-strata. Means this is harmonized. Aircon latch is not calculated in the built-in area. Starting from 1.2 million, my average 1.3 million, 3,100 per square feet. This will upset a lot of one bedder buyers. HELOC Green. Do you know how much they buy or not? About 2 years ago, they got at these kind of prices eh. As again, let's hope all of them
what until they cannot recognize themselves.
So that every one of us,
ooh la la.
2 bed 1 bar, 527 square feet. Don't want lah. This is a Huat Kuih channel eh. Don't tell people you have 2 bed 1 bath eh. Because if your guest shit the only toilet you have, you can hear the poop poop sound. Everyone embarrassed lah, of course. Starting from 1.5 million, my average 1.65 million, 3,130 per square feet. At this price, 1.65 million, you can easily buy 3 bed 3 toilet in the OCR region.
3 toilet leh, not 1 toilet leh.
To have more standard, get this 2 bed 2 bar, 603 square feet, so that your guests will tap in the common toilet and not your master toilet.
One cho cho ma.
Starting from 1.72 million, my average 1.9 million, 3,150 per square feet. Usually city fringe 2 bed 2 bath is around 1.9 to 2 million also. But this is core leh. Where you stay?
Core.
Wow, 成功 liao. What is your city fringe? Pui. 3 bed 2 bath plus storeroom leh. Although one of the room is super single, queen king. And this one can walk hey because there's a window here. And there's a storeroom eh. Starting from 2.25 million, my average 2.45 million, 3,120 per square feet. If you want to convert harmonized to non-harmonized per square feet to compare with the resale prices out there, you can minus 5% to the current PSF to get the resale prices. If you know, you know. You want to buy bigger ah. Sorry ah, here ah, don't have anything above 1,000 square feet ah. 4 bed 2 bath plus storeroom, 980 square feet. It's so amazing developer can squeeze in queen, king. A kitchen that has window that can walk hey, and most importantly, there's a storeroom eh. Starting from 2.8 million, my average 3.1 million, 3,160 per square feet. Now it's all about
affordability ah.
By right, low 3 million, you can easily get a 4 bedroom in city fringe as well. However, this size is surprisingly small ah. Now let's talk about schools, because schools is very important for resale value. You have 1 kilometer to River Valley Primary as well as Alexandra Primary. Now is the important part of the video. How to know whether the indicative price for River Green is good or disgusting? And the only way to find out is to compare with the surrounding projects, and I have chosen this, which is a very new project, and let's look at the performance. I'm going to use just the one opposite called Irwell Hill Residences. Super young, 1 year old only, 540 units. I remember they launched around 2021, so anyone who bought at that time should make money, right? 15 profitable and 1 kwa kwa kwa. Now let's look at profits first. This is a small 3 bedder, hold for 4 years, 436,000.
Okay only la.
Wait, wait, wait.
Let me explain.
They bought 2.2 million back then to make 436,000. In the same period of time, you can easily buy this in OCR at this per square feet, which is only 2.14 million, and they make 641,000. Or you can also buy this size with this per square feet, about 2.05 million, and you can make 683,000. That's why I say it doesn't mean CCR is the best one. Because just now the project I mentioned is treasure at Tampines, OCR, no MRT, and you can still make such money. So what have you learned? The bigger the size, the more money you'll make. So that's the reason I don't always recommend new launch. Let's go back to Erwell. You look at the two beta's, hold for 4 years, make about 203 to 271,000.
Not too bad.
You may think it's good, but again, they bought at 1.8 to make 250. Because 3 years ago, my sister-in-law bought a 3-bedroom in City Fish for 1.8 million. She made double,
500,000.
My concerns is really this one beta. Hold for 4 years, 72,000 to 138,000.
Don't buy one beta nah.
They bought one beta at 1.35 million. And you made what? 100,000 on average after 4 years. 4 years ago with the same budget, you get a 3-bedroom in OCR. Today you make smelly
500,000 also.
Now let's look at Kwa Kwa Kwa. Haha, this is 2-bed 1-bath. Hold for 4 years, profit zero. When you lose money, do you just lose your buyer stamp duty, your legal fees?
No,
you are also losing your 4 years of age and the opportunity. At that time, you can easily make 400,000-500,000. Now let's look at the recent transactions.
Wow,
got two legends bought this kind of size at 7.8 million and 5.55 million.
Hamson.
There's only one 3-beta transactor at this price at 2.64 million. The mid-floor 2-beta is about 2.05 million. Using the latest PSF, we can average at about 3,001 to 3,002. So now let's calculate whether River Green indicative price is good or disgusting. Let's calculate the gap. So when River Green completes in 2029, 5 years gap, I'm using $50 per year, means it's $250 per square feet difference. So if I add on to Erwell Hill's average of 3,001 per square feet, River Green should be selling about 3,350 per square feet.
But
Erwell is non-harmonized, River Green is harmonized. So in order to convert correctly, you need to add 5% to 3,350, which means based on harmonized River Green price should be around 3,500 per square feet.
Now let's summarize.
For location, I lie, it's atas, it's convenient. I can walk to my second favorite mall, Great World Mall. My first one is still my 10N lah. And there's hawker nearby, and you have good schools also. So I'm going to give 8. Launch pricing, the developer bought the land at a very good price. And we can tell that they never
keto you ah.
So for his launch pricing, I'm going to give 7. Exit strategy, sadly here do have upgraders lah. As you can see, Erwell for so long already, for the sub-sale 3 beta, it's only 1. So you can see the take-up rate for people who stay here is quite low, unlike other areas. Remember, core region is like that one. So for that, I'm giving 5. Overall salary score, 6.7 stars. Let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I'm going to guess 80% and my wife, 90%. This is my company's WhatsApp number, 8606-0670. I'm still waiting for my top new launch that haven't come yet. So remember to subscribe if you do not want to miss out, and I'll see you in the next video.